Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, I like the beat on this one.
It's like a remix.
Yeah, right? Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. If you are tuning in to AfterBuzzTV.com, you have come to the right place. This is the after show for Season 31, Survivor Second Chance, Episode 5, Snake in the Grass. I'm your host, James Wallington, and across the table from me is...
I'm Susanna Kim. You can find me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on Twitter at Paige Bonanno.
We have so much to talk about with this episode. Yeah. Blindside, so all around.
Blindsided.
But before we move forward with the episode, we just owe a huge shout out to Sheena123.
Sheena123!
Always the first person I see in the chat room, always tuning in every single week just to hear our recap. So Sheena123, you are a rock star in our book.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
All right. So, overall thoughts on tonight's episode, ladies?
So good. I loved it. I thought it was so exciting. And I love that Angkor wasn't like the whole, you know, concentration of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually got to see a little bit of, you know, the other tribes. Yeah. So, that was fun. Yeah.
I like literally started crying like two different times when Angkor won the reward and the immunity. I was just so happy for them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It was just, I was not expecting that to come at the end.
Yeah.
And a lot of people obviously weren't either, so.
So good.
Well, my thoughts on tonight's episode were, of course, that it was a blindside, mm-hmm. and I'm bummed it was Monica, because she was mm-hmm. on my fantasy league team, mm-hmm. so of course I was like, ugh, two people in a row for me, Varner, now Monica.
Oh, dang.
But I loved the episode, like you said, Susanna, it was great just kind of see the other tribes get a little bit more featured, mm-hmm. now that Angkor is, like, kind of getting their shiz together.
Yeah, because I feel like we didn't really see much of Baon before.
We haven't.
Well, we haven't really seen anything of Takeo, because they're, like, killing it. But
right.
And we actually got some Monica screen time tonight, which was great, but unfortunately...
For the
was
wrong
her
reason.
Last.
Right.
And it was nice to not have it be the Abby time.
Oh, my God.
You didn't
God.
Really get
the
much Abby Maria tonight.
Exactly. So. I feel like at the beginning I noticed, like, even before I knew Monica was going home, right away I noticed, like, how much airtime she was getting. I was like, oh, this is really weird because, like, I've never seen anything from her before that.
Right. They want to show how hopeful she is.
Exactly.
Just so they can show how disappointed
and
she'll be later.
When she's like, oh, this is going to be great to go to,
right.
you know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, you wait.
Yeah, and they're like, okay.
You remember she said that? And then.
God.
Well, at the start of the episode, since we are talking a little bit about Angkor, they come back from Tribal Council, and Wu is obviously so grateful mm-hmm. the fact that he got to stay. Everyone gave him another chance. Mm-hmm. Abby Maria being like, you were, you know, I whatever.
You know.
Just Abby being Abby. And then she's all like, so I don't like when people feel like they owe me something or whatever she was saying. And then
she says it in her, like, like, fakest voice ever. Like, I really don't like when, you know, people owe me something. But if Wu writes my name down one more time, like, he's gone. He's dead
and
to me.
And her famous last words, he's dead to
he's
me.
Dead
she
to
said
me.
That to RC on her season of Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
God.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
And, of course, we see a little bit more development between Sasha. I put Tasha and Savage's names together. Sasha. The Sasha alliance.
Sasha. That's cute.
We see more of their relationship kind of developing. It seems like a brother, sister, brother, sibling
type
connection.
Yeah, a little bit. He said he's like, you're like my little sister.
Yeah. So I definitely like the connection the two seem to be having.
Yeah, and that's kind of, for me at least, that seemed like an unusual connection. I never would have, you know, picked the two of them to be like, oh, they're for sure going to line up, you know? So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's fun.
I was just happy for them because, you know, Savage was like, I would never want to go through these last 5 days again. Like, I would never want to relive that. So I'm happy that they finally, for once, don't have to go.
Exactly. Right. And to change gears, we see a little bit of Baon for the first time tonight. Baon. Literally, like I say every week, I will get the tribe's name right eventually. Baon. with that tribe, we finally get to see some Monica on our TV screen.
When they're are you talking about when they're fishing?
Yeah, and like every morning they're clamming and crabbing. They're bright and early doing all this work. As Monica said, we bring home the protein for the men. We're the gatherers.
But we don't mind it.
We don't mind it. As women, we should be strong and stick together.
But then we see that little tiff.
The little tiff in the ocean. All over some clams.
I feel like that was like, I mean, it was kind of weird. Like, if I was Kimmy, I'd be like, all right, let's grab it all. Like, when people back in the day, if they were like looking for food, they're not going to be like, oh, the ocean needs to replenish itself. Like, you know how many clams are in the freaking ocean?
Exactly. I think, it, like, between the two of them, what I was thinking is that it seemed like kind of a misunderstanding. Because it seemed like Kimmy thought that Monica was worried about, like, oh, we're going to take all the fish and stuff out of the ocean. Poor ocean, you know?
Right.
When really she's just thinking, like, poor us, you know, if we're going to be here a long time, which unfortunately she wasn't. But if we're going to be here a long time, you know, we need to keep some food in the ocean for ourselves. And I don't think Kimmy was quite understanding what she was saying.
And so, she meant, like, more in like, that area.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. She's like, oh, Monica's being a little hipster.
I'm really glad that you said that, though, because when Monica was presenting that case of depleting the ocean to Kimmy, that was my first initial thought. Like, that's not even an argument. Like, the ocean is providing you this food, this substance to consume.
Right.
So why are you saying it? We're depleting the ocean?
Right. She wants the clams to survive.
But then like you said, it made sense when in her one-on-one interviews with the camera, and she was saying that, you know, looking long term at this game, we need to make sure we still have an abundance of this to sustain us 39 days. So, you know, in her defense, her argument does make sense, but at the same time, if you're starving...
The way that she explained it was just not, like, they should have just talked about it a little more in depth.
Miscommunication.
And I'm sure they would have come to some sort of common ground.
Exactly. But that was kind of the foreshadowing of what happened later on.
Yeah,
so.
It did not set the good tone.
No.
Because when they got back to camp, Kimmy, of course, talking about, I really need to practice patience a little bit more. But she starts running her mouth to Steven regarding what happened. And so it seems like seeds are already being planted a little bit about Monica. Kimmy's already seemed to be a little irritated with her. And, you know, she did say, if my biggest problem out here is Monica, I'm doing okay.
She was just saying that she doesn't like people giving her opinions where they're not welcome, though. And I was like, like, are any opinions welcome to you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like a weird comment to make. But
well, Susanna, before we went live, you mentioned someone in the chat that might have brought up something about how it was funny how this situation happened between Kimmy and Monica, because if you go back to Survivor of the Australian Outback, where Kimmy, you know, her original season, where she was talking about the chickens with Alicia.
Exactly.
Was it kind of a role reversal, do you feel like? But now Kimmy's on the other side of it. Like, we're going to eat the clams.
Right. Yeah, it was Joseph Mundy that said that. Something about saving the chickens so they're not eating them at the same time. Kind of ironic how she had the similar spat with Monica, but she was on the opposite side. So true. I love that. Yeah, I thought that was, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you only see your tunnel vision. You want what you want right then. You're not necessarily thinking about, like, oh, how am I coming off? Oh, what are the ethics of this?
And, especially, you know, when you're deprived of food.
Exactly.
It makes you go a little cuckoo.
Yeah, it's just like, do you want to eat or do you not want to eat?
Right.
I want to eat. I would be so hangry in that situation.
Right?
And then, I've been reading the chat and I'm trying to catch up with everything
because
everyone is talking right now.
I love it.
First thing, someone, Sheena123 wants to let you know, Paige, that he is not a girl. He is a guy.
I said thank you.
Using a girl's name. Just to clear the air on that.
Thanks, dude. No.
And everyone's kind of talking about jumping the gun here about Monica's Girl Alliance, which we will talk about towards the end of our recap. Yeah. But everyone in the live chat, we are obsessing over the conversation because you guys are literally keeping up. And I am trying my best to make sure I can respond and we can have an open forum to your guys' opinion. So definitely keep it up. But you guys watching right now, let us know. Do you feel like in this situation between Monica and Kimmy, was Kimmy the new Alicia in a sense? Not really, but like if you think about Survivor and what happened with Kimmy originally, is she now on the opposite end and Monica's the new Kimmy, being like, we need to save the clams.
Save the clams.
That's exactly
save the clams.
What someone just wrote. Yeah, so Monica's the new Kimmy and Kimmy's the new Alicia. From Mary Duda 444.
Yes.
On it.
Mary Duda. Rock and roll.
Mary Duda.
So this is when the reward challenge happens. I was a little disappointed. I would have loved to have had Probst ask Kimmy, and maybe he did, but we just didn't see it in the edit, what her thoughts were seeing Angor come back into the challenge with Varner gone. Oh. Not only is he gone, but she outlasted him again in Survivor. Mm-hmm. I would have just, as a fan, Outback being my favorite season, what Kimmy's thoughts were. What was her reaction?
Yeah, I mean, he normally makes it a point, too, to be like, oh, this is the challenge that you lost in. It's a second chance. Like, always bringing up the past. And, like, that is surprising that he didn't bring anything up about that.
Mm-hmm. So, everyone in the chat, let us know, do you wish you would have seen Kimmy's reaction to Varner being voted out? Because, again, I, as a fan and a fan of the Australian Outback season, I would have loved to hear her thoughts on Varner not.
Yeah, we didn't get any of that.
But, you know, since we are on the topic of their relationship, that's one thing I'm really disappointed about this season moving forward is now we're not going to see them come together.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have had them on the same beach.
And when Varner was whispering something, he was whispering something to Kimmy, right? Kimmy and Kelly?
Yeah.
I think
Wigglesworth on the last episode.
Right. That's sad that they can't together.
So bummer. No Varner Kimmy rivalry this season.
I feel like we were missing a little humor in today's episode with Varner being gone.
Right? It's just not the same. So this challenge is a second chance for Sierra because it was originally done on the Blood versus Water season. So it's a chance for redemption. Mm-hmm. On the Takeo side, Dietz and Cass are sitting out. And Bayonne side, sitting out was Wigglesworth and Fishback. Mm-hmm. Woo, Monica, and Wentworth were in the barrels for the reward challenge. Would you guys have gotten in the barrel?
No.
No way in a million years would they have chose me to
get way too dizzy. Like, I was thinking, it was like making me dizzy watching that. I was like, oh my God. And like, I think it was Kelly Wentworth was in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got up and she seemed like she was like dizzy at one point. And Monica too. Like, it was, I don't know. It was like way too spinny.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if Monica was having a hard time because of her. Cause I'm thinking, yes, I would love to do that. But also, I don't know if I'm too little to reach up, you know, to where that rope was. But I think her technique too, because it seemed like the other ones, they were kind of like whipping it around to loosen it while she was kind of like taking off and wrapping it around her hand at the same time. It's like, girl, just let that thing whip.
You know?
Let it whip.
Exactly. So she was, like, kind of, like, you know, wrapping it. So I think, I was slowing her down a little.
And when she was, like, getting in the barrels, like, her leg was, like, hanging out of it one time. I was like, oh, my God, she was run upside over down. Her leg. Like,
I know.
Upside down. And also, when they were rolling the barrel, too, it was so, like, uneven. Did you notice, like, they kept going this way and then this way? Yeah, I don't know if, like, Kimmy wasn't holding up her end or... Yeah, but they kept going Jeremy's way and, I don't know.
She looked like a contortionist
Her leg literally was out of the thing at one point. I was like, looked like it was broken. Right. I was like,
I don't know if it was totally her fault. So
this is weird.
Yeah. Well, poor Monica too. Probes was being relentless with Monica.
I was literally thinking
Probes, just shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
she's struggling. She's struggling again. Yeah.
It's like you're trying to bring awareness to that tribe that Monica brings nothing to the table. Right. That's the way I felt as a viewer that Probes was trying to convey.
I feel like he always does that. Right, yeah. Because it's not like he's just saying, oh, she's having a difficult time. He says, this is what the tribe gets for choosing Monica to be the one to go in the barrel. It's like, really? That way?
Who would you have chose to go in the barrel? Like, who do you think they should have chose?
In the barrel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good question.
That's true.
Like, I feel like Jeremy wouldn't even fit in the barrel.
I think Monica, unfortunately, was
because she's.
Only
I know
one.
Why they put her in there. Like, she's tiny. She's can, little. Like... But it just wasn't the right decision.
Right. That's true.
Ay-yi-yi.
That's true.
I don't know who else I would have put in there.
Yeah. From that team? Yeah.
Well, everyone in the live chat, let us know what you think. Do you think Probst was being a little relentless with Monica in this challenge? Mm. Do you think that he should have just zipped his lip and maybe not picked on her so much?
I don't even think that really made that much of a difference. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're so used to it.
Yeah.
Joseph Monday in the live chat says, Probst can be such a bully. Ha ha. Yeah. Like, the one time she gets acknowledged on the show and he puts her on blast in front of everyone. That's so true.
Yeah.
I think he likes it. I'm pretty sure he loves it. Yeah.
He loves it.
A raise out of people.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not going to say anything about it. So.
Well, towards the end of this reward challenge, it seemed like it could be anybody's game. At one point, I was thinking, okay, you know, Bayonne is obviously out of the running. But when Jeremy and Spencer switched out and Spencer was just rolling those balls like he was at Chuck E. Cheese, like, no problem. I really thought for a second he was going to bring it home for a try.
Four in a row. Like, he's a strong player. I feel like every time that they're behind or they need something, like Spencer always comes in there and he does it. Mm-hmm. And he just gets it done.
He always wants to prove himself. So exactly. He's always ready to just,
yeah.
Well, in first place, winning comfort and refreshments.
Oh my God.
Waiting back at camp was Takeo. No surprise there. No, they literally are a stacked tribe.
Oh my God. And Joe is just so freaking cute.
I can't.
When he came with his smile and his hair was down.
When they did his little like confessional and his hair.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
He's something else. My Lord.
Joe, are you watching?
Are you ladies drooling over there?
A little bit.
Coming in second place was the Angora tribe, winning just TARP, but still a win is a win nonetheless.
That's what they were saying. Oh,
yeah. I mean, just that they didn't lose was enough, I think, for them.
Yeah, and having TARP, I think, really does aid in your comfort in a survival situation.
They literally TARP were like, a lot of second place is first place, in our opinion. Like, not won anything. Like, they were just so happy.
Just for morale.
To even, yeah.
Yeah, they needed that for their soul.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Joseph Boza in the live chat weighing in on the conversation. I think Probst should do a challenge.
And yes. Plus,
he thinks the reward was extra food and drink left over from producers.
Oh my God, can you imagine him doing a challenge?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Props in the barrel.
Of course, for Sierra, this was her second chance, and she did indeed get redemption, so that must have been a really great feeling. But, of course, Bayon coming up short. Mm-hmm. It seems like the clams are getting the best of them.
Yeah.
They're just not cohesive like they were the last few episodes, so.
It didn't really bother me that they lost,
setting
though.
The tone.
Right,
yeah. Setting not the at tone. All. That's okay. Whatever.
Back at Takeo, the tribe is celebrating their reward, enjoying the refreshments.
There's always love in
Terry
life.
Said something. That
Terry was loving
an elixir of life or something. Terry was just enjoying it.
Yeah. Terry was so funny. I was like laughing out loud during his part.
Yeah. But he's just loving his time. He's on vacay.
And Cass is talking about, like, oh, I'm going to pretend that there's rum in here, so if I get a little crazy, guys. You know?
Yeah.
That's why.
But, you know, Terry might have been enjoying it a little too much because we did see the rest of his tribe mates discussing, well, more so Sierra saying, the way I see the merge working out is we need to stay a solid five. Mm-hmm. Of course, Terry probably enjoying a hammock.
He was snorkeling, I think.
Snorkeling a little too much.
Yep.
And the tribe is talking about how they're a solid five.
That makes me sad.
It makes me sad, too.
I was asking you guys about it beforehand. I'm like, why do they, like... Well, it's not like they're turning on him, but why are they leaving him out of it? And you said it's just like an old school versus new school thing.
I will always be team old school because I started watching like, that's when I began becoming a fan of Survivor was the old school season. So... I'm a little bummed because I'm like, I want to see Terry do well, but if he's outnumbered, then, like, of course, the odds are definitely not.
I love Terry.
Right. I like him too. I think, I kind of feel like the new schoolers are a little more hardcore or a little more vicious than the old schoolers are. Mm-hmm. For instance, like, Terry and Kelly, like, we saw, you know, later in the tribal, they just don't put up, like, this huge fight. They're not, like, gaming, you know, like, all this stuff. So I feel like it's kind of easy, fresh meat for the new schoolers, you know?
That's
they're kind
really
of like,
good
these guys don't know how to play their own game, you know? So. Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe was talking about how everyone in his season wanted to vote him out right away when the merge hit, because he is a challenge threat. He does have a very, like, I don't know, his stature in camp is maybe a little intimidating forward.
So obvious.
You like him, but you're like, I don't want you in this game anymore.
Yeah. And then he said that I thought was so smart for him to point that out and say, oh, you know, my tribe wanted to get me out. Just by him saying that is going to put it in everyone's mind, like, oh, we're going to prove him wrong. You know, we're not going to be like that. You know what I mean? So I thought that was kind of like a little psychological thing.
I feel like
thing.
Maybe it could have worked in the other way, though, don't you?
Smart
at all?
Yeah.
Well, he did say that the difference from last time to this time is that he's trying to pull in as many people as he can going into a merge situation, which is pretty smart for him to do. But at the same time, he still feels like a big threat, and I think that he has every right to be, because I was a player in the game, Joe would be a threat to me, and of course I would want him gone.
Always.
So.
And it was like that on his last season, so it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the only Takeo airtime we got this episode. Moving forward with the Angora tribe, who I, last few after shows, said that they were the Hot Mess Express tribe. They're enjoying their TARP reward. And we get a little bit of an insight into Wu and his personal life outside of the game of Survivor, where he starts talking about his mom and how he's using that as inspiration to continue to push forward. So he just shares that story with the rest of his tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But lo and behold.
Who comes in and
she who
talks
shall not be named.
She who shall not be named.
Abby, being the big B that she is.
Can I just point out that Abby asked Wu? She said, oh, so Wu, what's going on with your mom? What's the story with your mom? And then she's like, oh, I thought it was really, like, weird that Wu brought up this story. Like, why would he use this with his mom? Like,
really?
You asked him. Like, he didn't bring it up out of nowhere. Like, don't try to turn it. Exactly. Oh, my God. She just, I can't.
She's a bully.
She's a lot to handle. And she said that Wu is using his story. Sure, he had that situation happen to his mom, but I've had a tendon transplant in my knee.
Like, yeah, I have
that's the same.
I have someone else's body parts in my body. Like, this is the same as his mom having a heart transplant. Like, absolutely not. Like, why would you even bring
that
up?
What is wrong with her?
She thinks it's comparable, and that's a thing. Like, she literally doesn't think.
Definitely not. Not comparable. She does not think.
Why was it even brought up? Like, I literally can't stand her.
Yeah,
right now.
I just can't. I can't.
God.
It's too much.
Since we are on the topic of Abby Maria, Tasha, her sentiments completely, is like, Wu and Abby are like night and day. Abby takes everything in me to just be around her. Mm-hmm. She's always worried. It takes working with Abby. Mm-hmm. Whereas Wu is willing to take orders moments before tribal council and be cool about it.
Right.
But moving forward, if a merge situation is going to happen, it's going to be twice as hard to make moves with Abby because she's so unpredictable and erratic.
So let's get her the heck out of there.
Get her out of there. And I love that this is Tasha's way of thinking because I'm like, at least someone is starting to like be aware. Because the last few rounds we've discussed on our after show, like, why is nobody looking at Abby targeting as someone to take out? Mm-hmm. She may not be physically strong and she may not be a threat at end game, but she's still a threat to your game because she could be the deciding vote that sends you packing.
She could totally throw a wrench into anything.
Well, how many times has she messed it up for all the other players?
I mean, saved her butt twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have in the live chat, Dan Bro says, I just love how much Abby irritates you three.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Because we do have some people that don't understand our Abby hate, that love her, you know, still are.
I love to hate her. How about that?
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Well, we were just talking about before, like, she's just a villain. Like, she's good at being a villain. Like, she's the queen villain.
Right.
But, like, honestly, I would never, ever, ever feel like I would want to be friends with Abby Maria.
No.
Oh, right.
No, thank you.
I feel like
it's like a car crash. Like, you want to watch the crash because it's so awful and, like, you have to see it go down.
But
you're
not
going to be in it.
Right.
Crash. No. Yeah. I'll watch it.
Exactly. No. I like all these little comparisons we're doing tonight. So great.
So great.
Before we move on to the second half and the last half of tonight's episode, we just want to remind all of you at home to rate, comment, and subscribe to our after show and head on over to AfterBuzz TV on iTunes and make sure to subscribe to that to get all your after show content for all of your favorite television shows. And everyone in the live chat, we cannot thank you enough. We bow down to all of you for tuning in every single week and keeping the lively chat going, talking about the episode. It gets us excited. Mm-hmm. We are fans of the show just as much as you are. So it's fun to interact and hear other opinions and not just the three in the studio today. So,
agreed.
Last but not least, there's 23 people watching in the chat right now. So, yay.
Thank
I think that's
you
probably
guys.
The highest we've ever had.
That's awesome.
But one problem that I have is that the thumbs up. Everyone knows what the thumbs up is on YouTube.
Likey.
There's only one thumbs up, and that's mine. That's me. That's my thumb. So hopefully by the end of this after show. Hopefully by the end of this after show, when I refresh it, we will have 22 people's thumbs up. Sound
yes,
good?
Please.
Yep. Personal challenge. Immunity challenge. Go.
Immunity challenge. Okay. Go.
Speaking of the immunity challenge, let's talk about the one that happened tonight. This is Joe's second chance to rewrite history because on Worlds Apart, his tribe failed and lost. So going into this, of course, like Sierra, for the reward challenge, Joe had a chance to redeem himself. Excuse me while I turn the volume down on my computer. Sitting out was Sierra. Mm-hmm. She sits out with Kelly. And I think the three of us all were like...
I feel like she sits out every time. She's literally never done a challenge.
Right?
Well, I mean, I know she has, like, but...
So how do they decide? You know, does she volunteer to say, hey, I don't want to do this? Is that her strategy?
Well, she
to,
said,
like, kind of stay out of the limelight?
Yeah.
You know,
who
so she
sat,
in trouble?
Who sat out last time? Because they were like, okay, obviously we have to have two different people. Mm-hmm. So who were the two that sat out last time?
I can't remember.
At the first challenge, the reward, it was Dietz and Cass.
So they couldn't... Yeah, so... I mean, that's, I guess, why she sat out.
And you're not
going
to sit out Joe.
Right. Yeah.
I would have sat out, like, maybe Keith, but...
I guess it makes sense.
Sierra sits out every time.
Yeah.
What?
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 Yeah.
I love how.
Yeah. That's part of her strategy.
I would do that if I was there. I'd be like, oh, you guys got this one? Right. You guys got this one? Right. I'm going to hang back.
Joe, you're going to work for that for
I'm going to. Yeah,
perfect.
Joe, just go.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You get in the barrel, Joe. I'll just watch.
Right?
Yeah. In the live chat, playing off what I said when I said everyone needs to give us a thumbs up, Survivor's ready to go. That's a challenge.
Huh.
I'm too fly. Jenkins just said, I found the idol.
Hey!
But why did you tell us? Anyway. So Monica and Jeremy sit out for Biome. In this challenge, a lot of sacks are flying, trying to hit those targets to make the flags pop up.
Sorry.
And who clearly does not have good aim and just failed miserably.
Oh, Fishback?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that, that was going to come bite him in the butt. But
and I kind of wish he was a little bit more apologetic about it.
He was just kind of like, well,
yeah,
you're
that's
welcome,
the one
you guys.
That's one thing that maybe caught me back a little bit. And I was just like, why does he have a smile on his face and he's walking back
all
so
slow,
casually to the mat?
I feel like during the challenge, like, he probably just, like, felt so awkward and, like, he felt so bad about it and just everyone was looking at him. You know, he's probably just like, okay, trying to make it seem better than it was. Because when he got back to camp, he was like, hey, you guys, I really do just want to apologize for that. Like, he made it a point to say something. You know, I feel like, I mean, Fishback's kind of an awkward guy anyway. So I feel like he probably just felt, like, weird.
That's true.
I feel for him.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
That's a mistake I probably would have made. And I, you know, someone, like, three other people almost hit the other people's target. Like, his just happened to.
Like, Kimmy almost had a.
Yeah. Someone else did, too.
Yeah. I was surprised that they made Jeremy sit out.
Yeah.
I think I probably would have gone with Kimmy and Monica sitting
out. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Like, I'm surprised that they had Jeremy sit out for this challenge.
That's what I was wondering. Like,
wait, who sat out?
It was
Monica
and Jeremy.
Okay, yeah.
So everyone in the live chat, would you, if you were on the tribe, make Jeremy sit out?
I would have never,
something
that
was a smart choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, whatever. They lost.
Yeah.
Could have been different if they wouldn't have had him sit out.
The first tribe to win was Angkor. So congratulations.
Good for them.
That's exciting.
I love Angkor. I was so freaking excited.
I was excited.
They were just so happy. And like,
as a viewer, when they succeed, we succeed.
Right?
That's less time we have to see Abby on our TV screen.
Yeah. That's so funny. There we go.
And then, of course, Takeo wins. Joe redeeming himself from Survivor Worlds Apart.
Oh, Takeo won? That's weird. I've never seen them win before.
They're just like, they suck at the game.
Every aspect, every single one.
But yeah, everyone in the live chat is saying, no, don't sit Jeremy out. Mary Judah says, Jeremy wants to look weak. I can see that.
Yeah, I like that.
And then Dan Bro says, Jeremy is not good at these challenges.
No?
I think he's pretty good at challenges.
Well, he couldn't. Jeremy couldn't get any of those.
But Joseph Mundy.
Chunky cheese balls in, right?
Joseph Mundy making a really good point. Jeremy is doing a good job at making himself look as not as much of a threat compared to Joe and Terry.
Wow.
So Jeremy is playing the game real smart as far as his physical strengths and keeping them under wraps for a while.
Right,
right.
Yeah,
which I mean, to me, like, I see Jeremy as a threat, but I don't know how much of a threat completely, because we didn't really see all too much of him in his season. I mean, we did, but like, I don't know, like, I see him, I can see why people think he's a strong player because he's a firefighter and whatever, but I don't know if I've seen all that much from him to really truly think like, oh, he's a Joe or he's a D.
He's just,
or,
really,
you know,
quiet.
Like, I've never gotten that
That's a good point.
Yeah
I would never be like, oh my gosh, you're like a Deets and a Joe, when you see Deets and Joe kind of like bonding over the fact that they are challenge beasts. So
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And, like, when he and Spencer were out fishing, like, Spencer was one out in the water, like, you know, doing all stuff. He's just kicking in the boat.
I cannot believe we forgot about that moment.
That was a touching moment.
Well, since we are going to shift gears and talk about Bayonne, because they're the ones that lost.
Yes.
We'll just go back to the beginning of the episode when Spencer's having a little, was it beginning of the episode?
It was like middle.
Middle.
Yeah.
Where he's having a moment with Jeremy. They're in their little cup, bowl. Floating bowl.
Floating
basket.
Oh, I thought that Spencer was going to fall, like, the whole time. I was like, it's dipping.
When he was first getting in, that was awesome. His face, he was like, oh, Jeremy's like, I got you. And he was still,
I don't know. Like, I just loved this moment with Spencer. Like, I've never been, like, iffy about Spencer, but he was never, like, my, like, number one favorite person or anything. Right. And just, I don't know, tonight after seeing that, like, he's just such a genuine person. Like, he wants to fight. He truly wants to win the game. Like, I just really, really like Spencer.
I love Spencer. And what I don't understand is a lot of the Spencer hate that I've seen on Twitter. Not really? Necessarily, like, hate as a person, mm-hmm. but just as a player. They just don't want him to do well. But I'm like, I'm rooting for Spencer. As right. far as I'm concerned, he has had the most consistent edit as far as redeeming his game.
Yeah.
Learning from his mistakes. There actually is an arc to his story. Mm-hmm. And that, as a fan, I'm interested to see if he's really going to learn from his past mistakes from the first time he played on Cagayan, or if he's really going to evolve, which the word evolve has been a kind of a key word in a player in most of the episodes that mm-hmm. have aired so far, and being a winner.
Well, because yeah. you see a lot of the players like saying that they want to change and they want to do this differently and they want to do that differently this time, and none of them actually do.
Right.
I mean, some of them do, but you know, a lot of them just don't. And Spencer's one of the people that actually changes.
Exactly.
And
we've actually seen a lot from him too, so mm-hmm. it's kind of works out nicely for Hopefully him that we've got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Thinking.
When Bayonne loses immunity, Monica's asked, like, what does this mean for Bayonne? And she said, it will only make us stronger. We'll figure out what's been going on within our tribe. Mm-mm-mm. Little does Monica know moving forward. So the conversation begins the moment they get back to the beach. Wigglesworth or Spencer, which seems to be, like, the common trend since they merged into one tribe. Mm-hmm. Do you guys at this point think it's going to be Wigglesworth or Spencer? And if so, which one do you think?
I thought it was going to be Wigglesworth, just because Spencer, like, makes it more of a point to, like, talk to everybody mm-hmm. and, like, really get in on, like, the friendships and stuff. Like, whereas Wigglesworth, she's more like, oh, whatever happens, happens. Like, mm-hmm. we saw them talking, and every single person knew, like, oh, I'm going to vote out Kelly. And she knew that either her or Spencer was going home. She did not try once
right.
to try to fix anything, you know? Or, like, whereas Spencer is scrambling, like, trying to talk to people. That's where we see the old school, new school, you know? Mm-hmm. But we see him, like, scrambling, trying to, like, fix it. And she's just like, we did not. I mean, maybe she did. Maybe they just didn't put it on. But
that's what I was wondering. Yeah. You know, like, maybe she did have good conversations that we just didn't see.
But I've never seen her,
I don't
like,
know if that's her character, though.
Yeah, exactly. I've never seen her, like, make that initiative to do that. Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't know.
Right. Which I kind of respect. I kind of like that she's playing total old school. I don't think she even knows the difference between old school and new school because she hasn't watched it.
She doesn't watch the show,
so she doesn't even know. So just that she's playing so genuine, mm-hmm. so true to herself, you know, she's not trying to, like, you know, scheme and, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, get back to camp and be like, you
see,
know, she knew
I,
she was
yeah.
on the chopping block, you know, so she doesn't get back and, like, play it all hard because that could work against her, too. It's just not true to herself. So I like that she's just going to be true to herself. If people take her, then they will. If they don't, they don't.
She
so
got lucky that Monica... Did
yeah,
that little
slip shot herself in the
she
foot.
She got her gone home.
Mm-hmm. But she, yeah, it's just
so
crazy
really
that
she
didn't
thank
even...
Monica.
Yeah.
Well,
and Kimmy.
What I thought was interesting as a viewer is the fact that obviously Spencer knew it was either him or Wigglesworth, but we really didn't hear Wigglesworth weigh out the pros and cons of, like, I might be going home tonight. There really
nothing.
Wasn't any stakes from her.
Yeah, we didn't get anything.
And I felt like if you knew you might have gone home, I would have liked to have seen her be a little bit more... Like
try a little harder.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it was just the edit didn't show that to us, but we mm-hmm. saw from Spencer, he's being like, you know, I'm used to being the guy on the bottom. Mm-hmm. I've checked in with the men on this tribe, and it hears like the plan is to vote Wigglesworth. I have no choice but to play it cool, which
right.
is something that he's not used to.
Right. And you can just tell, like, underneath he's, like, panicking, like, so frantic.
Yeah.
Joseph Mundy says, I'm really disappointed with Wigglesworth. I don't think she's had a decent confessional since episode one, and I agree. Where is mm-hmm. Wigglesworth? We want more Wigglesworth.
Yes.
Please. I would just like
where
to know.
Wigglesworth.
I think everyone wants that.
Yeah. I just want to know where her head's at from a game perspective. Like,
exactly.
where is she at? Now that Monica's gone, hopefully we'll see her be like, wow, you know, like, I totally dodged a bullet. So maybe we'll see some more growth with Wigglesworth mm-hmm. in the episodes to come.
And she has such a unique perspective.
Yeah, you know? For being the like
who
the original runner-up.
Right.
You know,
Jeremy's obviously weighing in. I trust Kelly more, but Spencer needs this more. So it just seems like the general consensus at this point is Wigglesworth.
What does he mean that Spencer needs this more?
I think just as a fan, like, as a being a young student of the game, like, he just would benefit from being on here longer.
Right.
He's less likable, I guess. You
then a little shift happens. There's, like, a little energy shift that happens. Monica, for some whatever reason, decides to pull Kimmy aside. Kimmy asks her, like, what does she think about, you know, Wigglesworth or Spencer? Monica says, well, I'm thinking about keeping Wiggles around because it'll might... Oh, she said this in a private interview. Excuse me. She mm-hmm. says, keeping Wigglesworth around might benefit my game. I'm going to try to get the female lines together.
But why does she think this is a good idea to go to Kimmy and talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because her and
After
Kimmy
what?
Were not getting along earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So why was she like, yeah, Kimmy, we can talk about these kind of things. Like, no, you guys weren't getting along earlier. Like,
yeah.
Kimmy's obviously going to say something if you're going to try to mess everything up. Exactly. It didn't make sense to me. Like, not Monica at all. Literally went home, like, 100% by her own doing.
Exactly.
She just spoke up at the wrong time about making a plan of a female alliance.
Into the wrong
What person. She should have done is gone to Kimmy about, like, we should vote for Spencer and kept the female alliance out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because right. when she says, oh, I want to keep the female alliance, she didn't say anything about Kelly. So Kimmy's thinking, oh, so you just want to vote out one of our guys? Like, yeah. you're literally a snake.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting that her approach could have just been handled differently because maybe she presented her case a little bit differently to Kimmy, like, let's vote out Spencer, not Wigglesworth.
See, that's where you see, like, you know, the other players, when they want to vote some, when everybody else wants to vote somebody out, they're just like, okay, that's the person we're voting out, let's do it. Like, they don't think about anything else because they're focused more on just them staying and that's all they care about.
100%.
Like, why would this even be an occurrence that happened is what I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a risk.
Like, I'd be like, all right, we're voting them out. All right, cool. I'm not opening my mouth anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Kimmy, this raises a red flag, and I'm going to call her Queen Kimmy.
Queen Kim.
Survivor Cambodia was tonight because it's all about Kimmy. Monica is looking for an all-girls thing. I don't know where she's going, but she'll ruin this whole thing because they have a good thing going on with the original members. She's a liability, loose cannon, a flipper. There's going to be casualties. Mm-hmm. She runs over to Steven and Jeremy, which I like how the way she's positioning herself between Steven and Jeremy. She's like, I'm loyal to you too. She's literally putting it on a plate to them like, I'm going to work with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right. And hey, I heard this. I'm going to tell you guys, you know, I'm not afraid to, you know, snitch out who I need to.
And they all agreed, though, that she was a snake. Mm-hmm. All of them.
They were like, might not be a bad idea after all.
They jumped on that quick.
Yeah, real quick. It didn't even seem like there was much convincing.
Right?
But Steven did show some concern about how this might send a bad message to the other Bion members.
I thought that was smart.
That we've turned on our own. I get that. But at the same time, the game is, the moment tribes switch up, it's a different game.
Right.
You're right.
Like, there, it's a different game. There sure might be, like, loyalties within each individual tribe because you were playing the game with people you were with since day one. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, your original Bion members from day one that are no longer on your tribe don't have a loyalty to you anymore. Right. They're playing their own games on their new tribes, doing what they can to make it to the end.
Did you hear, like, when they were talking about it, like, Steven was saying, he was like, I'm more worried, like, what if Kelly, and then, like, cut off. Like, what does he mean? What did he mean by that? He's like, I'm more worried because what if Kelly? That's all I heard. What did he mean by that? What if Kelly what?
Well, he was just saying that Kelly and Monica are both dangerous in their own ways, but I still didn't understand the argument.
It seemed
with
like he wanted her to go home more. Mm-hmm. He wanted Kelly to go home more than Monica.
Mm-hmm.
But he just went along with it?
I guess so. Because that tribal council.
Because he didn't have to.
Mm-mm. A tribal council. It still seemed like it was either Spencer or Wigglesworth at this point. Monica, in her own world, thinks that it's going to be Wigglesworth or Spencer.
Yeah.
Conversation continues.
You could just hear, like, Jeff just, like...
I was like, Jeff was literally prying.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, doesn't she get it at this point? Because, and then Jeremy kept saying, oh, it has to be loyal. It has to be loyal. And, like, obviously, Kelly and Spencer, like, they haven't been not loyal. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not in the main group, you know?
And when he was saying that, she had this, like, little smile for a second. So I thought maybe, like, if she was thinking, like, oh, shoot. Like, I wonder if they know what I said.
Yeah, right. But she had no clue.
Smile. I was like,
And with all that prying, with all that prying that probes it, I was like, how does she not know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when Jeff was like, okay, so the new school way is that you're more erratic. I need to know if I'm in. I got to do what I can to stay in. Spencer epitomizes this, and Spencer's like, this game is still tribal, which is such a good point. Mm-hmm. This is not an individual game, and this is my group. This is my group here. So I'm like, Spencer's obviously painting a beautiful picture for these people to be like, save me, don't vote me out, keep me in. Smart. And then Jeremy's weighing in on the fact that tonight the vote's going to come down to loyalty, trust, challenge, strength. And then Jeff's like, well, Wigglesworth and Spencer have all three of those.
Right.
So
yeah.
Where do you still draw the line? Jeff goes to Kimmy and says, another thing that factors into the vote is a signal to the other players. Kimmy, what's another thing that factors into this vote? She said that this might be... Oh, because Jeff was asking... Sorry, now I'm understanding this. Jeff was asking her about if we do vote one of our own out, does that send a signal to the others in the game? Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to say.
Right.
But then Kimmy point blank says, but nobody knows what's going on in camp. And I'm thinking, Monica, how do you not understand
yeah.
that what's going maybe on? Something is going on here?
Yeah.
The girl's just talking about you.
Monica so boldly is like, I believe it's locked in.
Yeah, she said, I know it's locked in. Yep.
Okay. Mm. So moving forward with the vote.
And I love how they showed the vote. Like, they showed two for Kelly and one for Spencer. And I was like, wait, I'm so confused. Like,
I loved your reaction because when I got into the studio tonight, we were watching the show together. I was supposed to go to Monica's viewing party tonight in Hollywood. And I told her I couldn't come because I had AfterBuzz. And I got here and you guys were like, was Monica voted out? And I was like, well, I figured since she was having a party tonight that might have been the reason why. Mm-hmm. And you guys were like thinking it was Monica. And the moment they showed Spencer and two votes for Kelly, you were like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah. So I was like, I thought I knew that she was going home. And then that like really made me question it. So that was a good edit.
So Monica, blindsided, had no idea that her tribe was turning on her, let alone Spencer and Wigglesworth. It was a triple blindside because the original Takeo members on this tribe had no idea that Kimmy, Steven, and Jeremy were going to turn on one of their own. Mm-hmm. In this case, it being Monica.
That's awesome.
And I can't believe that. When she heard her name being called, like, she literally was like whipping her head, like, she's like, what's going on? Like,
she looked right at Kimmy and Kimmy looked right over at nothing.
Oh my god.
She was, oh, what's that over monkey?
I can't believe, like, when they said, like, okay, fifth person voted out, like, you know, she just kind of looked at them and she's like, okay, got him. I would have been like, are you kidding me? Like, right, I would have like freaked out, be like, excuse me, what happened here? Like, someone please explain this. She kept her cool, and she had a good little, like, her little thing that she said at the end, you know, at the end of the episode. Like a little excerpt.
Excerpt.
Her final words.
Exactly.
Well, what a great episode. Talk about blindside. Now, moving forward, we should talk about our fantasy league teams because I made a trade that might blindside most of you.
It makes me so sad that Terry Dietz is sitting at the bottom.
Oh, my God. Poor
I just don't want him to sit down there.
So for everyone at home, if you're watching and this is your first time tuning in, we, at the beginning of this season, made our little fantasy league teams, people we think will do well, people who might get us the most points, because we're playing on fantasizer.com, so there's points that generate every episode. So since last week, there has been a lot of changes. Now that Marina's no longer a host on our panel, her players became free agents, which then it became a free-for-all for Paige and myself, because Susanna hasn't lost anyone from her team.
Dang.
I love
so
my team.
Let's talk about Team Susanna.
Okay.
Because you are the only one who has yet to have anyone be voted out.
Okay, I'm killing it because they're still there, but my people haven't gotten that much time
yet. I still love that Keith was your second pick.
I freaking love Keith. And today, tonight, Keith was awesome talking about tonight. His accent, his eyes, I just can't. He's just, precious.
Keith is great.
So, yeah, so I love my team. I mean, I think they're strong. I think they're all really strong. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to see. And now, especially that Cass is kind of playing her game, I can't wait to see what she does.
I feel like Kelly Wigglesworth is going to go far.
Yes.
Now that she wasn't voted out tonight, I feel like she's going to go far.
And even Joe's kind of playing. I mean, he's still being strong Joe. He's amazing, number one, doing everything around camp, but he's still, like, winning over hearts. Like,
right.
That's so hard to do in the position that you're in. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I love
you go, Joe.
All of them. I love my team.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
I think that if there's anyone on your team that might be a problem, it's Wigglesworth.
You do? I feel like she's going to go so much farther.
But I think if Bion loses again, then I think that she will go over Spencer still.
You think they'll... Yeah. I don't know if they'll lose again.
Just, you know, throwing it out there. Yeah, that might. But the one person on your team that everyone is talking about in the live chat right now is Sierra. And how disappointed they are that we have not seen much of her gameplay.
I could see her going home.
I love that. We haven't seen her. People are still, like, you know, wanting to see her and, like, asking about her. And I love that.
Yeah. And I think the thing with Sierra is my argument in the chat is she has not been in a position for us to really see her gameplay on a story standpoint.
Well, that's what I felt like with Monica before tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
So true.
Oh, sorry. I'm reading the live chat. Joseph goes, well, James, Joseph Money goes, at least you gave Monica a shot, James. Most of the comments on her confessional videos are just about how the monkeys have more screen time than she does.
Oh, my God.
Too funny. Well, since we are talking about my team in the chat, we'll talk about Team James really quick. I know it might come to a surprise most of you, but I did trade out Varner because he was voted out last week for his counterpart, Abby Maria.
I hate it so much. I'm so mad.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But here's why. If you go on to Fantasizer and look at who is bringing in the most points every week, Abby Maria is number one.
I just still would not want her on my team, no matter how many points I would get. I'd be like,
So I have Abby Maria on my team just because I love to hate her, and she's doing really well on the points, and I hope that she will bring in some points for me. Kimmy, love her. It was definitely Survivor Cambodia, and as she tweeted me earlier the other night, it was, it's capping in. So I love Kimmy. Wentworth and Spencer still sitting pretty. I think Spencer's obviously had the most growth as a player that we've seen, yeah. And Kelly Wentworth is just...
Both super
She's
strong.
Got it. Yeah. She's got it going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with my team. Monica? Yeah.
They're all strong.
Maybe I might have to pull Dietz in just for next episode, just in case he can give me some points.
Yeah.
But yeah, Team Paige, let's talk about your team.
Tasha and Savage are obviously killing the game right now. I have both of them. That's good. Jeremy's doing a good job. I don't really know about Fishback. I mean, he's doing okay.
I think longevity-wise, I think Jeremy and Tasha have the best shot out of anyone on that team.
I think that they definitely have a better shot than Wu, which is disappointing because I love Wu. But
Wu's doing really good at challenges.
Wu's just such a good guy. He's just such a good guy. Like, he just...
He's too good.
Yeah,
I love him. They're playing him up a lot more, which makes me a little worried about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, and, like, he has kind of a target on his back, you know, so I don't know about him, to be honest. Right. But I got the dynamic duo of us. What was it? Sasha? Savage and Tasha?
Yeah.
I think Jeremy's going to do some good things, too.
For sure. Well, everyone in the live chat, let us know who you are rooting for. Team James, Team Paige, or Team Susanna, or the free agents. Poor Deets needs some love, too.
He's having a great time. He's fine.
Really quickly, if you had to pick one MVP for tonight, who was the star of the show? Paige.
Wait, I was just thinking about this before, and now I can't remember. Hold on.
My vote is Kimmy.
Give me a second.
I was going to say Kimmy.
Kimmy's the star of the show
tonight. That made, like, the big move, pretty much.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, Kimmy. She pretty much made the decision for tonight.
A little bit of Spencer, too.
Spencer, yeah. You know? I would say either Spencer
or
Kimmy.
His interaction with Jeremy, his interaction with the tribe once they got back, and mm-hmm. he's kind of like, hey, I need to keep checking in. Not to be, like, weird. I don't want to annoy you guys, but I'm still okay, right?
Yeah, I would say either Spencer or Kimmy,
smart.
For sure.
Smart.
All right.
So
cool. That's really quickly predictions before we wrap up. What's going to happen next week? We saw from the preview, mm-hmm. someone's getting news delivered to them from Jeff Probst himself, which you always know that's a bad sign. Cass is crying at the news. Will it affect her? Is she reacting to someone else getting the news? What's happening?
So I think we're not going to have like a regular vote out next week. You know, someone's going to have to go home, which is going to be disappointing to... You know, for everybody, obviously, but...
Is that what would happen normally? If someone goes home, then they don't do a vote?
I think it just depends.
Well, because then it makes... Right? Because then someone goes and then you don't have to...
Like, I don't think... Right? Whoever's going to go home, it's not going to happen right at the beginning of the episode. There needs to be some build-up.
Yeah, I wonder...
Time-wise, it'll probably be... If someone does go home, it'll be them going home. There won't be a vote.
Right. Unless, like, it happened after the...
After a vote. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it will because then they would put in the next episode. So.
Yeah. Darn. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Cass. I think she's sympathizing for someone else when we see her crying because I think that would be too obvious for them to show that.
Well,
I don't
know. We talked a little bit about maybe something with Deets last week. So.
Oh, right, with his family stuff.
I feel like it could be something with him.
Could be that. Yeah, and we did see it was a glimpse of Probst coming in to like be like, hey, it wasn't like
in
it was
the
a medic.
Of the night.
Exactly. It's not like it was someone got injured or like, you know, on a challenge or anything like that. So it has to be something
back home.
Emergency. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, whoever it is, we just hope the best for them and it'll make for a very interesting episode next week.
For sure.
All right. Well, that sums up our after show for episode 5, A Snake in the Grass. Paige, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on social media at Paige Bonanno.
You can find me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim and on Instagram at Susanna Kim.
And you can find me on Twitter at James Wallington, on Instagram at James.Wallington, and on YouTube at Where's Wallington. It's my little travel adventure vlog, so if you want to join me on all my adventures, feel free to subscribe. And last but not least, I want to thank everyone in the live chat. We have 32 people watching now. So we almost went up 10 viewers. But the one thing I'm bummed about is we did not get 32 thumbs up.
Put those on there, please.
But 14 is good enough for me.
I know. 14, you said?
Wow, 14.
That's pretty good. Thanks, guys.
So we will see you guys all next Wednesday evening for another Survivor After Show recap. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.